from the Dallas Maintenance Base and the departure of the Kids Kids flight. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. This episode actually began back on October 2nd of this year at the annual donation drive for the Kids Kids charity. Funds are raised every year to send a number of families with special needs kids to the Disney parks in Orlando, Florida. Southwest Airlines helps out with a phone bank and volunteers taking donations from listeners of the Kid Craddock syndicated radio morning show, and then by flying those deserving families to Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Southwest Airlines Kids Kids Day Donation Hotline. How would you like to make your donation today?
Derek Brown is the director of the Kids Kids charity.
Today actually is our national annual fundraiser. We hold events throughout the year. People give money every day, but we choose one day every year to actually make it a radiothon where we're actually asking listeners to call in and donate or pledge money for the trip, as well as we have, I think this year, 85 locations across the country where our flea markets are actually at different locations. In Dallas-Fort Worth, we're in 7-Eleven locations. We're in six of those across the DFW area, and we're actually raising money on-site as well, so people can actually physically go and give money at a location. And then here at the Southwest Airlines Call Center, people from around the country are able to call in and give via check or credit card for the charity. So today is like our big money fundraising day.
Now, the Kid Craddock Show is syndicated, so people are calling in from all over the country. Is that correct? How many markets is he in?
I think we're in 72 markets now across the country. So, yeah, they're calling in from all over the place, yeah. And our kids that we choose for the trip also come from all over the nation, so...
Oh, and then they're brought into Dallas for the charter flight leaves from Dallas to go to Orlando. How are the people selected to get on this flight? Certainly there's a lot of deserving people.
Yes, completely. We release the application every June for that year's trip. And myself and two of our doctors and our board of directors comprise a selection committee. And we actually go through each application and kind of weigh the application based on diagnosis and prognosis of the child, their age, financial position, economic status, and kind of it's a difficult process to go through and select children for the trip. But we try to really pick families and children we think we're going to get along and do well on the trip together because it is a group outing. I mean, you know, we have 54 families this year going on this year's trip. It's a lot of people to be together for 5 days, and you want for people to kind of get along and gel and create a support network for each other even after the trip's over. And like you said, we do leave from Dallas. A lot of families do fly into DFW and fly on a chartered flight out with us. And Southwest also provides flights for families to go directly from their home market to Orlando, for those families that are, it's easier for them to get directly to the parks that way as well. So, again, we have 54 families going this year, and really it's just it's an arduous process. But so far, this is our 17th trip. It's been a good time.
17th trip? 17th. I didn't realize it had been going on that long. I guess that is sort of, you're not giving a trip to a family to go to Disneyland by themselves. You are giving charter trip right. For a whole bunch of families.
Right, and that's kind of different, the differentiation between Kids Kids and like Make-A-Wish Foundation or A Wish With Wings is that we really do focus on the entire family and the family connection with other families that are going through similar situations. And we really try to let families know they're out there by themselves. There are other families that are going through similar situations. And moreover, more families on the trip find out that, you know, when I'm home and with my family, my child, I feel that I'm the only one. And, life's tough, life's bad. We get through it, you know, it's a blessing, but it is a little tough and difficult for us to do. On the trip, you realize that, wow, you know, my child I thought was really bad actually has life pretty good compared to some other children that are out there. And again, I think it's amazing for me, even as a director, to get emails and phone calls from families, you know, 3-4 years after the trip. We have reunion events and things like that where families come back and meet each other again, and they've connected to each other on the trip and stay connected to each other even long after the trip's over with. So it really is a support network, I think, that we try to create for the families, not only with each other, but also with the show.
Now, you mentioned that fundraising goes on all year. How can people donate to this not on this day when Southwest Airlines has a call center working?
You can donate online anytime, 24/7, every day of the year at kidskids.com. You can also mail your donations to us at our studios.
Now, by the way, that's KIDDSKIDS.com because it's named after Kid Craddock.
That's correct.
It's KIDD.
Right, yeah, Kid. Again, founded the charity in 1991. again, with a mission to make a difference in the lives of children with special medical needs. So,
why did Kid pick this as a charity?
Actually, when he and Carol, his wife, found out she was pregnant, and they went through pregnancy, Carol is in the delivery room at the hospital, and Kid said a little prayer. He said, "You know, Lord, if my daughter comes out okay, I will do all that I can to help those children that aren't so fortunate." And that, and the fact that a few weeks later, he was watching TV one night, and there was a little girl in the news. Her mom had lost her car. Her car was stolen. And the little girl had her prosthetic leg and a wheelchair, which were both in the trunk of the car. And so the car was stolen, and the mom was in the news saying, "I can't believe someone would do this. Keep the car. Just give me the child's wheelchair and her leg back, because it's very expensive cost for the family.
You can get a new car easy enough." Right. But
yeah, those things, legs, prosthetic legs are fit, molded. It's a really arduous process. So so he went on the air the next morning and said, "Hey, this happened on the news last night. I want to make a difference. What can we do?" And like within 2 or 3 hours, they'd raised money to buy, you know, a new prosthetic leg. Someone found a wheelchair to donate to her. It all happened within a few days. And so he really realized the power of radio. And so those two stories coupled together kind of formed Kids Kids in 1991, where he took five families to SeaWorld in San Antonio for 2 days. And now we're taking 54 families to Walt Disney World for 5 days. So it's come a long way.
Thank you for talking with me today, Derek.
You're very welcome. We really appreciate the support of Southwest Airlines. You guys have been really great to us. Thank you.
I asked Mary Lee, one of the volunteers, about some of her phone calls.
One is a little boy named Easton. He's 10 years old, and he collected recycling cans and took them to the recycling place to get money for it and raised $50, and all of it was to donate Kids Kids. And we know how many recycling cans that takes to make $50. So he did that for several months, made $50, and his mom matched it, so their family made a $100 donation.
When I was listening to the show this morning driving in, there was someone from Midland who was listening to one of the stories on the radio and wound up started to cry. And speed, and she got pulled over for speeding and explained why she was crying and speeding, and that if she got a ticket, it was going to be taking money out of Kids Fund. She got out.
That's pretty good. I have to tell you, when I can hear that they're driving and they're trying to read their card, I'm like, be careful, be careful. Well, one woman was very smart. She was in the car with her daughter, and she was having her daughter read the card to her. So we're just like, whatever you do, just be very careful or wait till you get to a stoplight. But yeah, everybody's calling in if they can. You wouldn't believe how many people say thank you so much to Southwest for doing this. And I had one woman call from Louisiana who said she only flies Southwest, and a large part of it is because we do this every year.
Let's do it twice a year.
Exactly.
On November 13th, the celebration was held at one of our hangars. This gave families time to travel to Dallas and to get ready for the flight to Orlando. I spoke with several families before the trip. What's this trip mean to your family?
It's a time for us to all come together and get away from the chaos of life and have a good time.
Have you thought about what you might ask Mickey when you meet him?
No.
No, you haven't?
It means a lot to them. They're sisters, and they've been so excited about going, and they're looking forward to everything.
Are you excited to get to go to Disneyland?
Yes.
Have you ever flown on an airplane?
Yes.
You have? Well, I hope it was a Southwest plane.
Oh, it means everything. It's a great opportunity for us to go as a family to Disney World, and so we just really appreciate everybody involved.
How many people are going today with your family?
Actually, there's going to be five of us, my wife and then the three kids. And so the whole family, it's an opportunity for us to all go together. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do that. The last time we went to Disney World, they were all really small. And so this will be the first experience for them to be a little bit older. My oldest daughter is a freshman in high school. I have one that's in middle school, and then my son's in third grade. So I think the most exciting thing is going to be whenever he sees it for the first time, because he was so little last time, he doesn't even remember much about it.
I remember pushing my daughter around at Disneyland, being too young to remember it, and having to go back several years later because she didn't remember it.
Yeah, the best part is we don't have to do any strollers this time, so it should be a lot better. So, and I think they're going to be, I don't know, we'll probably spend some time around the swimming pool and do some of those fun things. So it'll be exciting. It'll be a whole new experience for us.
Well, I hope you have fun in the at the theme parks.
We'll have a blast. Thanks so much for everything y'all have done. Appreciate it.
It means a trip of a lifetime, really. You know, I mean, something that we'd give $1 million back when we was a kid to go on something like this. And I mean, I know they're handicapped, but still, They're going to have a time of their life.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, you're just here to wish them off. You're not traveling on the trip.
No, we're just here to wish them off. And
are you jealous?
Yeah, I've talked to some of these ladies. I'm trying to talk some of these ladies into letting me become a photographer, and I'll trade with them. But,
no go, huh?
No go.
Well, thank you for talking with me. I'm sure they'll have a trip of a lifetime.
Well, I'm sure they will, too, and we appreciate all y'all do.
Before the families boarded, I noticed someone from in-flight.
You're Hector...
Hector Barrera. I'm one of the Dallas supervisors here at the base.
Are you one of the flight attendants on going to be on the plane?
No, I brought them over. They're all volunteers. They're all volunteers, and there were quite a number that actually wanted to participate, so it's quite an honor for them. But our flight attendants can actually volunteer. It doesn't matter which base they are attached to.
Opened it up for volunteers?
Exactly.
The next voice you'll hear is that of Kid Craddock, who started this charity 17 years ago, shortly after his daughter was born.
We are so happy to have you guys here for Kids Kids 2008. And on three, everybody yell out, we're going to Disney World. One, two, three. We are going with you guys. There's nothing you can do to stop us. We're going to be on the plane with you.
Sorry.
We're going to go on the rides with you. We're going to be at Disney World with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat with you. We're going to be in your hotel room with you.
Hey,
we're going to be
there every...
What? Oh, dude, just Al.
Slow your roll, dog.
Just Al on
that's
that
right.
one. Sorry, my bad. Want to say thanks again, Southwest Airlines. Thank you, Hawk Electronics, hooking us up while we're on the flight. Thanks to Post Properties. Thank you to Cece's Pizza. Thank you to 7-Eleven. We've got some really, really good friends that are making this trip possible. You guys have no idea what you're in for. It's going to be so much fun. We'll see you on the plane, okay? Okay.
With that, each family was introduced for the Walk of Pride, which is where each of the families proceed through rows of people on their way to the aircraft, by way of a portable security station. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.